That's our show, everyone. Later.
Yep. All right. Roll credits.
Monday, September 23rd, 2019. It's time for the show that condenses the weekly geek happenings into 60 minutes or less. This is the Noob Shelter Podcast, episode 14. Broadcasting almost live from deep underneath the city of Tacoma, Washington, in the Noob Shelter Bunker. Good evening to all of you. I am Matt Fugitive.
Not sure if you can hear me, what the volume's like, or if it's even broadcasting properly. It's Freebird.
Now you goofed me up because you had me looking at the monitors, you goof.
No, I honestly have no idea. My whole computer's frozen.
Oh, cool.
That's fucking hilarious. And sitting on top of my ivory throne from my skyscraper in Puyallup, south of everyone else on the show, is Fade to Black.
Good enough.
All right. Yeah, we're here. We're here. We're back.
God, that was hilarious.
You're here. You're still here.
Yeah, you're still here.
We're probably going to lose John in a minute, but that's okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe he should borrow his wife's laptop until I can take a look at his.
Actually, I was just going to slap that solid state in.
Your RAM is currently out of fluid. Please reinsert your RAM fluid ASAP for optimal performance.
Yeah, that's because that's how shit works.
Jesus. Oh my god, I am just going to ignore that altogether.
While John is scratching his butt trying to figure out his computer woes, the poor guy.
No, Mike, I'm here.
Oh, I know you're here, but Mike, what are you doing?
What am I doing?
What have you been up to? Well, I'm jumping to you tonight.
Told you I doubled my RAM. Now, I am actually planning on reaching out to peoples in the next couple days to plan out scheduling and that for my game.
Oh, okay.
I have a lot of stuff set up, and I'm looking forward to it. So
that reminds me, I have not created my character yet. I will jump on it in just a bit here.
Worries on that. Even if you haven't, it's something we'll discuss with our first session. So
I've been busy. I'll get on it. I can probably do it tomorrow because I got nothing going on tomorrow, and I don't have to watch the girls until later. So
that's fine.
John,
I'll be sending out a link to the Roll20 here soon as well.
Sweet. I Roll20. Then what was that you sent me before?
D&D Beyond. It's
is that just a character creation tool?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What's up, John?
I think my computer finally caught up. The screen flashed like I was at a rave, and icons appeared and disappeared. Your guys' faces were flashing in and out. Discord
don't tell me you have epilepsy.
Yay!
You don't have epilepsy, right?
No.
Okay, good. Then I'm not concerned about the flashing.
No, Discord's still frozen, but everything else seems to be working. I watched my mute button flash on and off like 7 times.
Holy crap. That's Windows for you.
Technical malfunction!
That's on John's part, by the way.
Yeah. So, but are you going to use... did you get an SSD, or are you using the one that I gave you?
I was probably going to use the one you were giving me.
Okay.
I figure, if nothing else, temporarily I can make that my main thing. I don't really run much on my laptop anyways, and I'll need something quick when I'm down in the hotel for work training.
Yeah. And there's also that caddy that I showed you. So
yeah, I'm looking into that one. That actually looks really interesting.
So, John, what have you been up to, man?
Not much. We went to the fair last night.
Ooh, was that fun?
I saw that. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was fun. It was actually kind of nice with all the rain. There was a lot less people there.
Your girl looks like Arya Stark sitting on that throne.
I know.
It was
Mariah
scary.
Got a straight-on look, but mine, catching it from the side angle, it looks sinister, and I don't know how I feel about that.
That was pretty. It was pretty cool looking, man. I'm glad you guys had fun, though. That
honestly,
cool.
Yeah, that was really awesome.
I haven't been doing jack shit, so I got nothing to report.
Yeah.
I got a date on Wednesday with a special lady friend, but beyond that, nothing else is going on. Oh, well, there is one thing. I found out something this weekend about my oldest daughter. My 7-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
She likes Naruto.
Oh. Yeah. Well, mine likes Inuyasha.
My daughter is a Narutard! No! It is what it is. She was like, I want to be Sakura or whatever that one girl's name is from Naruto for Halloween. That's how I'm like, isn't she like a Naruto character? And she's like, yep. I like Naruto. Me and my friends love Naruto. I'm like, oh, Jesus. Mary and Elvis. Here we go.
Could be worse.
You know who we got to blame for that? China, man.
Donald Trump, don't trust China. China is asshole.
That's the only time I'm actually going to be able to fit it in, so I had to fit it in. Anyways.
I was going to say, you were just looking for an excuse to use
damn
that.
Damn straight I was looking for an excuse. Just why, you know, just like I'm getting ready to look for an excuse here for all the delicious clips that I have to play. Let me get this all loaded up here because I'm behind the times here. No, I don't want to load anything here. Go away. I want this. Okay. 3, 2. Yeah. Anyways, I've been looking to do this one, too. We got breaking news coming out of Nevada. So let's go and let Action 13 News take it over from here.
It is 3-2-1 liftoff tonight for space fans and conspiracy theorists alike. Storm Area 51 weekend is just getting started. There are alien theme events all over the place.
And of course, one of the biggest happening right now is in Rachel. And that's where we have stationed 13 Action News reporter Joe Bartels. And Joe, we're about to find out if the town of Rachel, how small it is, if it's ready.
I really feel bad for these on-scene reporters, man.
Yeah, right. Patricia, it is as prepared as it's going to get at this point here. Take a live look right now at what we're seeing. We saw a lot of first responders and other support staff in and around this tiny community of Rachel, Nevada, as we were headed in about an hour and a half ago. Here's a look at the area right now. There's lots of campers and RVs because there's no hotel rooms in this isolated area, but there are people, we're told, coming in from around the world and especially across the country is interested to see what happens after that viral idea to storm Area 51, that secret military base not far from here. Authorities are expecting up to 30,000 people to show up during the course of this 3-day music festival, which begins tonight. Back out here live, we will have much more from the tiny community of Rachel, Nevada at 6:30. Reporting live, Joe Bartels, 13 Action News.
And it was at that point right there where some dude literally did a Naruto run behind the reporter.
Yep.
Talk about your timing.
Woo!
Working up to 30,000 people, like 5 showed up.
Oh, we actually have a number, but I want to Hannity. Sean Hannity over at Fox News, if you can believe it.
Oh, boy.
Actually, it's not bad. Like I said, like I told you guys in the chat earlier, you can say, and to our listeners out there, you can say what you want about Fox News. I don't watch them, but when it comes to video game news and it comes to oddball shit like this, they're on point, man. That's for sure.
All right, it all started as an internet joke that ended up getting global attention. Hundreds of alien hunters gathered in Nevada near the government facility known as Area 51. You might remember Art Bell built a career on talking about this, all in an effort to, quote, storm the military base. These two people were reportedly detained earlier today. There were events last night. And today, we sent our own Lawrence Jones to find out what the extraterrestrial believers were doing out in the Nevada desert. We hope he's not been abducted.
You got to give Hannity a little bit of credit. At least he's got a good sense of humor about this damn story.
That's because he thinks dumb as hell.
Anyways, yeah. But check this out, though. So they actually did a little, like, they put a whole, like, package together. They got, like, a whole little instrumental thing going on in the background. You got to hear this thing.
Why are you here? Are you here for scientific reasons?
Here for scientific reasons. We're here for,
oh, yeah!
The aliens.
Oh, you know, I want to hear about the alien liberal agenda. They could have some good talking points. We don't know. But when...
Alien liberal agenda. You got, you can't write shit like that.
When did you first discover you were an alien?
1984.
We are newly to the planet.
Playing your hat.
This hat is to protect my mind from interference of any kind.
He's wearing a tinfoil hat.
Have any interaction with aliens in it?
Not yet, but we're hoping.
Y'all hoping tonight? Are y'all going to storm Area 51?
Probably. Yeah, I want to.
Have you guys had any interaction with the outside world?
Today, no. Yesterday, also no. Kinda. We had some weird dreams the night before.
Wow! Again, you cannot write shit like that. I gotta give it up to Hannity for this whole freaking package.
Okay, that was pretty good.
So they explained a little bit more. There's a little bit more. It's a little bit of a long clip, but we gotta get into it because it's really good, man.
All right, joining us now from Nevada, he is our official 2020 on the ground reporter and investigative reporter as well. Lawrence Jones, glad to see you.
I'm so sorry for this guy.
I'm looking at this. These are real believers. I don't have a problem with it at all. I don't know the majesty of God's creation. We know there's universes within universes. I just don't know.
Hey, Sean, I'm at Hyco, Nevada, at the Alien Research Center. Earlier today, we had the opportunity to talk to some people. Some of them believe it. Some people believe that they just wanted to have a good time. Area 51 is actually
spaceship,
about 50
I think
miles away from here.
There was a Prius driving behind him when he said spaceship.
That behind you? Looked like a spaceship for a minute, but I guess it's a car.
Well, you know, you got all type of stuff flying behind us, Sean. You know, everybody's trying to go in and see aliens and stuff. But again, a lot of these people believe it. A lot of these people are like the Comic-Con crew that just want to have a good time. It was over 2,000 people at the first event that we were at today. So they keep coming on in, Sean.
Is their main thing that they believe, and I've watched enough the History Channel, et cetera. Nat Geo has a whole special I watched on Area 51 once. I love documentaries. I want to know what other people think. But they really believe, a lot of people, that there are UFOs. There have been unidentified flying objects, and people have landed from other planets, and they have they claim to have been abducted. Did you meet any of those people?
I met some of those people. I met some people today that said that ever since they've been here, they felt the ground shaking, and they feel like it's because they're so close to the facility that they're getting all this interference. One lady believed that her parents is actually aliens. You had one lady that said that she allegedly worked at Area 51, and she knows this stuff to be true. So a lot of people with conflicting experiences, some people just want to drink and have a good time.
My parents are aliens.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
So CNN did a bit not as good as Hannity, but they actually give a little bit more explanation as to the two people who were arrested.
We're talking about 2,000 people who flooded into Nevada after a call on Facebook to storm Area 51. About 200 of them have made it to the main gate, but that obviously a much smaller.
Okay, so you heard that. So 2,000 people went to Rachel, Nevada. Only 200, about 150 to 200, actually went to the front gate. So
smaller number than the nearly 2 million who had pledged to raid the U.S. Air Force facility in Nevada.
All right, and then we got this one here.
All right, so the local sheriff says two people were arrested for minor issues, including one alcohol-related arrest and another for indecent exposure.
I found out after doing, I don't have a clip of it, but I found out after doing further investigation, because that's what we do here on the Noob Shelter. We do the work so you don't have to. That the indecent exposure person actually was urinating outside of the gate.
Moist.
Oh yeah, where is it? I gotta. Shit, I moved everything around.
Moist.
There we go.
To be fair.
To be fair.
To be fair.
To be fair. So that is your roundup for tonight. That's our show, everyone. Later.
Yep. All right. Roll credits.
Yeah. Woohoo. No.
We did it.
But yeah, that's the Area 51 breaking news that we had for you tonight. That took up a good chunk of time there. Again, you got to admit, Hannity, I know he doesn't take it seriously, but that was pretty fucking hilarious. I liked his the best.
I wonder, what do you think the bit in the National Enquirer about it will say?
Oh, somebody got impregnated by an alien, probably.
Oh, I'm sure.
They're going to try and discredit the whole thing.
Oh.
In case you guys were wondering, here's what CNN had to say about, you know, if there were aliens there.
There are no reports, according to CNN, of any alien sightings.
There you go.
Allegedly.
They didn't say allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, just in a different way.
Exactly.
You bastards!
There are no reports, so basically allegedly.
Oh, they said are we talking CNN, like the Mueller report here? Because it wasn't in there, it means it's true.
Yep, that's how the world works.
Oh, I'm gonna hit it.
We suck. Wah, 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 wah.
All right, let's move on.
You did see the article about Blink-182 releasing those videos that were confirmed by the Navy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The unidentified object. I didn't bring it in because this isn't a show about extraterrestrials. It's a show about geek chic.
You're freaking talking about people storming Area 51
because
looking for
aliens. Because it's stupid and funny.
So is that.
We talk about stupid and funny things here.
Dude,
I don't get into
it. I think it's absolutely hilarious.
All right,
the military was forced to admit.
So back in 2015 or 2014 or something like that, guys, for what Mike is talking about here, we'll touch on it real quick. There was some video footage that was leaked of Air Force pilots flying their jets and seeing an unidentified tic-tac-shaped aircraft flying around in the sky. Now, Tom DeLong of Blink-182, he founded a foundation in 2015 for studying science and astronomy and so on and so forth. And he linked that video out there. He got a copy of the video and kept it in release. Recently, the United States Air Force has confirmed that video is, in fact, real and not fake. So did I get that right? Pretty much.
Yes.
Pretty much.
That's what I love about it.
If it's aliens, we don't know. I think it's just, you know, something.
The video itself is real, though.
Oh, that's where you got allegedly from there, John. I see.
Allegedly.
what was it? An ostrich?
Uh-huh. Allegedly.
He fucked an ostrich, allegedly?
Allegedly.
Wow.
Moving on, so... you guys will have to check out the show notes after the show to see what we're talking about. But GameStop, their store redesign leaked back on the 16th of September. So I think it was right after our last episode. Yeah, this popped up and we missed it. So a GameStop store in Pryor, Oklahoma, posted a video tour of what looks like a new layout for the store. A source familiar with GameStop's operation who's requested an anonymity.
I do believe in spooks.
Ah, I hit the wrong button.
That's okay.
Anonymous.
Anonymity. I can't. Fuck it.
Anonymous!
Has confirmed that the store matches the blueprint layout of the redesign shown at the GameStop's annual conference.
It's okay. My sister can't say abominable.
I got to do something real quick here because I got all this. Let me see. Can I turn the sound off on this? Shit. On this stupid thing, the damn Discord. I didn't realize.
Yeah,
it was
click
gonna...
on the deafen button at the bottom.
There's a deafen button?
Yes.
Yep. Use the little headphones.
Thank you. I'm not familiar with Discord, so.
I'm user 749.
So anyways, I saw this video, and pretty much how they what they got set up is they're going to have, it looks like a vape shop almost, except they're going to have TVs on the walls. They got old school CRTs with old school with classic consoles hooked up on them. Like I saw one with the N64. I saw one with a Super Nintendo. I saw one with a Sega Genesis. So they're really going all out. And we talked about an episode or two ago where they've been laying off people left and right. The GameStop also recently confirmed during an earnings call that it could close up to 200 underperforming stores worldwide.
That looks an awful lot like the store at the Nintendo headquarters, too.
They have, oh yeah, I heard Nintendo had a store. I didn't think it was that elaborate. I thought it was just, you walk in and there's like some stuff on the walls and a booth.
No, it looks almost identical to this, except it's a lot bigger and wider, and there's merch too as well.
I know what I'm doing one weekend then.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a ride there.
I think it's kind of tough to get up in there. You have to be like invited on site or I don't know. I worked there for 3 months. That's how I got in.
I thought they had a public store for people, though, there.
I think so. Yeah. Like I said, the only time I ever went to the store was when I worked there.
Yeah. Okay. I'll have to do some research into that. Yeah. But yeah, so the redesign looks pretty slick. Again, my only concern, though, is are they going to finally abolish the forced selling of useless shit that you don't need onto said consumer? Probably not, but...
Nope. No fee layaway.
We'll have to see. No fee layaway, is that what they said?
That's what I just saw on a tablet on the wall on the little video. I'm watching it.
Oh, you're watching the
video.
Yeah,
so am I.
Yeah, so that's what we... that's what they got going there, so...
Yeah.
Hey.
Good on honestly, you, I like it. This redesign is actually really nice.
It looks good.
It looks less cluttered.
Yeah, it looks good. It looks really good.
If there's five people in the store, you can probably still get around and find something.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Whereas right now, if you're in the store by yourself and you're as big as me, you can't get around at all. You got to like suck in your gut and move.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous.
So we talked about the DDoS attack on the World of Warcraft Classic servers. Well, apparently a suspect has been arrested. This came out on Friday, September 20th.
Earlier
this month, as we talked about, World of Warcraft's Classic servers were hit with a DDoS attack. If you don't know what DDoS is, break out Google DDoS. And look at the distributed denial of service. Pretty much it's a crap ton of computers pinging one computer. I'm sure it's a little bit more sophisticated than that. I'm sorry, Mike, if I offended
much.
You. That's just a simplistic way of putting it. It made reliably accessing its servers a struggle for many players across North America. And now, a Blizzard community manager followed up to say that after a brief investigation, it didn't work.
Nope, it didn't. I'm done.
All right, give me a second here. Open sound settings. No, I know what to do. Open volume mixer. Son of a...
Oh, yeah, you can just shut it off.
No.
Okay. Done.
Look at the top.
Discord is muted. It's muted.
Look at the top.
It's muted.
Oh.
It says the bell. You see a bell?
Well, I still muted it anyways.
You click the bell, it mutes the channel. There's a bell. The bell mutes the channel.
Goodbye, everybody. Okay, I got it now. Anyway, immediately after the DDoS attack against the game servers, Blizzard security team worked around the clock with local and international law enforcement agencies to track down the source of the DDoS. A forum post by community manager Kyvax reads, "It is our understanding that within a few days, authorities were able to successfully identify and arrest the suspect."
Nice.
Though it seems likely, Blizzard did not confirm whether this individual was the same person who went by the handle UK Drillas on Twitter, who originally took credit for the attacks. On September 7th, when players first started complaining of server issues, UK Drillas would tweet out 30-minute warnings before another wave of attacks would make logging into WoW Classic impossible on many servers. Shortly after, the Twitter account was deleted. So maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. They're not leasing a who he is. They're talking about some other guy here who was in Canada, but they're not saying where this guy was arrested at. I'll have to look into that a little bit more. So, any thoughts on that, guys? Anything? Anything?
Bueller.
Arrested.
You have been arrested by your local security squadron. Thank you for your cooperation. Have a nice day.
Anyways.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said that right. I said that wrong. Arrested.
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 Arrested. So, okay. I got to get serious here for a minute because this story, when I read it, broke my fucking heart. Like, literally, like, just kind of, like, made my heart sink. So, I am a huge proponent of the Free Software Foundation, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, open source software, GNU, so on and so forth. Richard Stallman.
GNU, goddammit.
GNU is not Unix. That's what it means. GNU. GNU. GNU is not Linux. That's what I heard in many, many documentaries that I heard. Anyways, so moving on. Richard Stallman, the founder of the Free Software Foundation, he resigned from his from the nonprofit as well as his position as an MIT professor. Why? Because he said something. He said something. We talked about Jeff. I don't know if you guys heard of Jeffrey Epstein. If you know who he is, that's a totally different podcast. I'm not going to get into it. Let's just say Jeffrey Epstein was a very bad man who did very bad things with little girls and boys. Okay? He was an asshole. He's dead. Thank you. I'm glad he's dead. I'm a little bit pissed off that he killed himself, though, because that's taking the cowardly way out.
Ish.
Yeah. Anyway, so... Massive Milano, let's see here. I got a whole bunch of garbledygook mixed in with my stuff here. Computer scientist and free software advocate Richard Stallman announced Monday that he has resigned his position at MIT's Computer Science and Artificial Lab. Stallman's resignation comes after he suggested in an email thread that some of the convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein's underage victims were entirely willing.
Douchebag!
Stallman is quoted as saying, "I am resigning effective immediately from my position in CSAIL at MIT. I am doing this due to pressure on MIT and me over a series of misunderstandings and mischaracterizations." Stallman also resigned as president and board of directors of the Free Software Foundation, which was founded in 1985, and Stallman is credited as the creator of the GNU operating system. GNU standing for GNU's not Linux, Unix. Sorry. Jeffrey Epstein died in August of an apparent suicide in jail. Yeah, right. While facing federal sex trafficking charges, federal prosecutors in New York alleged Epstein sexually abused and exploited dozens of underage girls as young as 14. Stallman's resignation comes just days after Motherboard published an email thread in which Stallman suggests that most plausible scenario is that Epstein's underage victims were entirely willing. When someone else on the thread pointed out that Virginia Guffrey was 17, one of the... Okay. Sorry, I'm having a hard time tonight. When points out that Virginia Guffrey was 17 when she was forced to have sex with MIT professor Marvin Minsky, a pioneer in artificial intelligence and founder of the Media Lab, Stallman argued that it's morally absurd to define rape in a way that depends on minor details such as which country it was in or whether the victim was 18 years old or 17. Okay, again.
Douchebag!
You bastards!
Yeah, okay. I don't give a fuck what he thinks or what the legal age of consent is. The girl has clearly stated that she was forced to have sex with this MIT professor. This guy's going down in Schitt's Creek, this Marvin Minsky.
Yep.
Jeffrey Epstein killed himself because he's a cowardly little fucking prick. And Stallman,
allegedly.
I know what he is. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
I wasn't going to go there this time.
Yeah, but Mike does because Mike don't give no fucks. But that's why we like Mike. Anyway, so... Stallman, he is obviously defending this Marvin Minsky person. I guess him, those two have a connection. But it's just, it's bullshit. It is bullshit. I have all the respect in the world for Richard Stallman for what he's brought the community, what he's brought computer science, everything, engineering. But, dude, you're done, man. You're basic. You're basic. So... just get the fuck out of here, man. I mean, seriously, learn to shut your fucking mouth. God, no one, if you got an opinion about that shit, like that's siding with it. Listen, I'm not a snowflake or anything like that. Whatever the hell they're calling people these days. Just keep it to yourself, man. All right. I mean, come on. Don't throw your fucking life away with this shit. I don't know. It just pisses me off because, you know, he was one of the guys that I looked up to growing up, you know. I looked up to him. I looked up to Steve Jobs. I looked up to Bill Gates. I looked up to Albert Einstein and Thomas Edison and Nikola Tesla, you know. I looked up to a lot of these people, and to have one of them, you know, do stupid shit like this and fall from grace, it sucks. It really does.
Right.
I'm sorry you looked up to Steve Jobs.
Oh, shut up. He was an innovator. Come on. He didn't do much coding, but from a designer standpoint, he knew exactly what he was doing.
He set into motion the same phone for the next 20 fucking years.
So that's on him. Anyways, let's moving on.
That's not innovation. That's boring.
This one I added to the list a little bit later. Or just before the show, police have investigated match fixing in Australia and organized crime links to an Australian Overwatch team. The crackdown on Australian esports has already begun, but a report over at the Australian broadcast company ABC this morning has raised the stakes several notches after questioning the ownership of a local Overwatch contenders team. Six Counter-Strike players arrested over match fixing allegations. Victoria Police announced on Friday afternoon have been arrested in connection. They got this thing reading fucking goddamn. Read the report from ABC 7:30. I think my cartilizer just broke.
Oh no.
The report includes previously unannounced details, however, including the figure that Victoria Police believe as much as $30,000 could have been won in the rigged Counter-Strike matches that triggered the first major esports integrity investigation in Australia. So this is where they're saying it started. It originally started with a Counter-Strike team and organized crime and those games being rigged. So not only is the juicy that's not the only juicy detail, though. Neil Patterson, the assistant commissioner of Victoria Police, told ABC that he believed more esports corruption cases will emerge. And that was immediately followed by paragraphs suggesting that concerns have been raised around the ownership of an Overwatch contenders team. The team isn't named, although many of the teams in the Australian Overwatch Contenders League also have teams in other games. One of them was quoted as saying, "We are seeing people encroach on that area that have reputations that probably shouldn't be involved in this part of esports," the assistant police commissioner said. They've reached out to Blizzard Australia, but yeah, apparently organized crime is now getting into video game esports.
Interesting.
Wow.
How does that surprise you?
It doesn't. I mean, it took this long. I think I'm more surprised at how long it took for news stories to come out like this. So,
okay, I'll give you that one. I mean, come on now. My mom's parents used to work for Sports Service, which was infamously run by the mafia.
Where can I get one of these mafia jobs? I hear they take good care of you. I want one of these mafia jobs. Just as long as I don't have to kill anybody and I get three hots in a cot, I'm good. Anyways, let's move on to some digital capitalism. This is an interesting one that came out of France recently. On the 19th of September, Back in 2015, I don't know if you guys remember this or not. I don't think we talked about it because I don't think we were on the air then. But Valve got sued by a French consumer organization called UFC Quisque. I have no idea how to pronounce that shit, so I'm just going to call it UFC. Not to be confused with Ultimate Fighting Championship. This is something completely different, guys. UFC had a multitude of bones to pick with longtime Steam steward, the biggest among them being that Steam doesn't let users resell their games. Let's stop. The games are digital. You're playing them. They're installed on your computer. Okay? You're going to uninstall it after you beat the game and resell it? I mean, that's kind of...
Yeah.
Huh? Mike? Am I losing my mind here? Like...
You're going to have to fucking read that again, because...
Yeah, so okay.
I lost track. What?
Okay, here. What the... UFC had a multitude of bones to pick with Steam, the biggest among them being that Steam doesn't let users resell their games.
Okay.
So they took Valve to court because Valve does not allow the Steam platform to resell games. According to French gaming site Numerama, as well as the UFC itself, the High Court of Paris ruled in UFC's favor earlier this week, stating what? That now Valve has to, on their Steam platform, allow people to resell their games. Specifically, the court didn't find Valve's defense that Steam is a subscription service compelling. Okay, let's stop there. Steam is not a subscription service.
No.
It is a digital rights management platform, if that.
Actually, in some cases, not even that. It's a digital marketplace.
Exactly. Thank Period. You, Mike. That's the other word I was looking for. And it's not a subscription service, unless maybe in France they're forced to pay a subscription a month to keep using Steam.
I don't know.
Be interesting.
Right? What I would consider a subscription service is Humble Bundle, because I get the monthly. That's a
subscription service.
Exactly. Steam is a marketplace that you can download for free, chat with friends for free, build up like a library, technically for free if you have enough game codes. You know?
Yep.
You're not subscribing to shit unless you buy an MMO that requires a subscription.
Right.
I don't get these. The court ruled in favor of UFC on other counts, too. In its original suit, the organization had also taken aim at the fact that if a user leaves Steam, okay, this is kind of legit. If a user leaves Steam, Valve would keep whatever currency was left in their Steam wallet. So if I put $30 in, spent 20, there was 10, and I just never loaded Steam up again or I uninstalled it, I don't get my $10 back. I kind of get that, where they're going with that. I mean, it's still kind of really, really head-scratching, really. You kind of know what you're getting into. It's like
if I buy
a $50 Amazon gift card and load it onto my Amazon profile and I don't use it ever again, well, it's there. The money's still there. I just can't take it back out.
Yeah.
God, the French are so fucking whiny. Something.
That's not necessarily true.
Huh, explain.
There are actually platforms now where you can sell gift cards.
Okay,
Digital and other.
I get that. I get that. If I buy an Amazon gift card, I have the gift card code in my inbox. I can do whatever I want with that gift card. I can give it to somebody else, or I can resell it. With a Steam key. I'm talking about if I take that code and I apply that code to my Amazon balance and it's in my Amazon account now, the balance isn't in my account, it's no longer in a virtual code in my inbox, it's in my balance, and I only spend $30 of a $50 card, that's on me.
But you can then take the rest of it, purchase a gift code, and then sell it.
Oh, well, that, see, Mike's got a point there.
You can do that on Steam too, though, can't you?
I would think so.
I don't know.
That's just it. I never tried that.
If you claim if you claim a game, if you use the code and you claim a game, I don't know that you can actually reverse that up that in Steam.
You have 24 hours, I think, of from when you first launched the game to refund.
And that was
it.
Because of another lawsuit that Steam got into. I believe it was with Australia.
Yeah.
And we could thank Australia for that one. But anyways, so moving on here, the recent ruling states also that the company will instead have to reimburse users who request it now. So if I have $10 sitting in my Steam wallet, I can request for Valve to send me back my $10 in cash.
That's not bad.
The recent ruling states that the company will instead have to reimburse users who request it. Valve must also now accept responsibility when users say an item on the Steam caused them harm, even if it's in beta.
That's just fucking ridiculous. God damn it.
What's going to happen is Steam is going to go, you know what? We just aren't available in Australia anymore.
No, this isn't France.
Okay, so France.
Yeah, so
this is France pulling all this crazy ass shit. This is the freaking EU, okay?
That's the problem. It's not just France. It's the EU. Anything affecting, getting affected in France is going to get affect all of Europe.
Anyways, Valve rights to users, mods, and community content will also be diminished, and the company will have to clarify the conditions under which users can lose access to Steam for poor behavior. Again, though, Valve plans to appeal the ruling. A Valve rep was quoted as saying, "We disagree with the decision, no shit, of the Paris Court of First Instance and will appeal it. The decision will have no effect on Steam while the case is on appeal. If Valve refuses to change its rules and post the court's decisions to Steam within a month, it will have to pay a fine of up to 3,000 euros per day for up to 6 months."
Wow.
Wow, indeed. Don't expect any major changes in the future at this time. So that is completely and totally, what the fuck? Man, right. Those people in France must be smoking some really good shit. I tell you what, man, that is... That is beyond comprehension.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyways, what also is beyond comprehension is that apparently gaming skins are becoming name brand now. Because Louis Vuitton, in my next story here, is now designing skins for League of Fucking Legends.
Douchebag!
Oh, my God.
League of Legends is taking a big step into the world of fashion. Today, and this was on the developer Riot Games announced a new partnership with Louis Vuitton. Anyways, that will see the famed fashion house design league-themed items for both in-game and the real world. Unfortunately, we don't know what those designs are going to look like or when they're going to be here. But it will be two main components. First, Louis Vuitton will be creating a bespoke case for the Summoner's Cup.
Can you please, for the love of God, stop saying it like that?
I'm going to say whatever I want to say it.
That is highly annoying.
Anyways, Louis Vuitton.
Thank God.
Vuitton. We'll be creating a bespoke case for the Summoner's Cup, which is the trophy given out each year to the team that wins the League of Legends World Championship. This year's event is going to kick off with playing games in Berlin on October 2nd, building up to the finals on November 10th in Paris. Riot says that the case will feature both traditional Louis Vuitton savoir-faire. Will feature both traditional Louis Vuitton savoir-faire, along with cutting-edge high-tech elements inspired by the League of Legends universe. Louis Vuitton has a history of creating these kinds of trophy cases for events like the World Cup and the French Open, and Naz Alita, head of global esports partnerships at Riot, said the developer had long wanted something similar for League's biggest annual spectacle. Well, you're getting it. So we admire that they bring and... what they bring and how they support other sports, she tells The Verge. They understood and appreciate gaming and esports right away. Anyway, so yeah, this isn't Louis Vuitton's first foray in gaming. Apparently, the company previously featured Final Fantasy 13 Heroin Lightning as a virtual model for their wares. But it comes a time when fashion is becoming more tightly connected with gaming and esports. When the hell did that happen? If anything, fashion's becoming more connected with like the 80s or like movies. I mean, we had the freaking Back to the Future Nikes, for God's sakes. You know?
Right. Yep.
Anyways. I'm done with that stupid shit. That is just...
It's really become a lifestyle.
It has. It really has. So, anyways. We're moving on to something that triggered every human being that heard about it on the face of the planet Earth. It is the one thing that brought everybody on Twitter together in peace and harmony. The fact that somebody out there had the gall over at Sony to pitch the idea of a Princess Bride remake.
Douchebag! I love the fact that so many people were so pissed off with this.
Everyone.
Like, holy crap. And pretty much everyone was like, no.
Everyone came out on Twitter and just went batshit crazy. There are good reasons to remake movies, as we know. Sure, many are shameless cash grabs, as we obviously know, but sometimes a filmmaker has a unique spin offering new insights, or a story that has something timely and meaningful to say about the modern world, of course. There are also movies that are fun to see with different casts and modern technology, but some films are already perfect and timeless just as they are, and even thinking about remaking them just makes your blood boil. It's downright infuriating. At least, that's my perspective. That list now includes the movie The Princess Bride. If you haven't seen The Princess Bride, even if the thought of seeing The Princess Bride makes you feel disgusting, watch it. Just say you watched it. Because then you'll get the idea that like this movie doesn't need to be changed.
Yeah.
It's got everything. You want a romance movie? Princess Bride. You want an action flick? Princess Bride. You want to watch an old-time wrestler actually act really well? Princess Bride.
Anybody got a peanut?
You want to watch a comedy? Princess Bride. I mean, it's got everything. It's the perfect movie for any occasion. So, Sony Pictures CEO Tony Vinciquerra said, and this was on Twitter, "Very famous people whose names I won't use want to redo Norman Lear's The Princess Bride." Variety reported that and reports that very famous people want to redo The Princess Bride went about as well as killing Inigo Montoya's father. People don't like the idea. I always mispronounce his name. I want to say Indigo, but it's not. It's Inigo Montoya. I don't know why I always put a D in there. The thought of remaking The Princess Bride is literally... Dude, shut up!
You bastards!
You asshole!
You little fuckers.
Variety is... All right, hey, the thought of remaking The Princess Bride is literally... the stupidest thing I've ever fucking heard. And that is quoting Swisher Girl 24 on September 18th. Tipsy Bartender tweeted, "They're remaking The Princess Bride. Hollywood loves to crush all that you cherish. Time for a glass of wine." Not Kenny Rogers tweeted, "Instead of remaking The Princess Bride, why not power blast the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel and have Banksy give it a new look?" Brian Stevenson said, "Everyone is my enemy. We will never have peace. Hollywood, I think we should remake The Princess Bride. Twitter, tonight we ride as one." Rachel Page tweeted, "I like that in these chaotic times we can all put aside our differences and agree that no one should remake The Princess Bride." Hell yeah. Adam Pretua tweeted, I want their names right this minute, Tony. And I don't want them all hauled. And I want them all hauled before the nearest court of public opinion. Blasphemy. And the tweets go on and on and on. Somebody called out Seth Rogen. called out Seth Rogen thinking it was his idea. But Seth Rogen tweeted, but it's not moviegoers who are aghast ready to riot as a remake. Some of Hollywood's biggest stars want nothing to do with it either. I would never dare. Seth Rogen tweeted that. Jamie Lee Curtis tweeted, oh, really? Well, I married the six-figured man. Obviously, why we have stayed together for 35 years, and there is only one Princess Bride, and it's William Goldman and at Rob Reiner's. Life is pain, Highness. Anyone who says differently is selling something. I guess Jamie Lee Curtis married the actor who played the six-fingered man. Good on her.
They've been together for a while.
Who did?
Jamie Lee Curtis married the guy who played the six-fingered man in Princess Bride.
Interesting.
And they're still married for 35 years.
That's awesome.
And he still has six fingers.
Maybe that's why she married him.
Moist.
That's a different show.
And then, of course, you know, the man himself, Cary Elwes, tweeted, there's a shortage of perfect movies in this world. It would be a pity to damage this one. Wow. Wesley tweeted in, don't fucking do it, Sony. Don't fucking do it. Remember Ghostbusters. Remember Ghostbusters.
You do realize that's a play on a quote in the movie, right?
Yeah, I know. I know what he was doing. I've seen the movie 1,000 times. You want me to prove my freaking Princess Bride-ness to you? There's a shortage of perfect movies in the world. It would be a pity to damage this one. There's a shortage of perfect breasts in the world. It would be a pity to damage these. Or is it this one? I don't remember. Anyways, but yeah, that's what he said.
You did not help your point, though.
Yeah, shut up.
No, you didn't.
Anyways, so we like to talk about streaming services here on the Noob Shelter because I myself am a cord cutter, kind of, in a way. I don't have cable TV. I don't even have cable as my internet provider. I have the local phone company who was nice enough to give me gigabit internet. Thank you, CenturyLink. Fuck you, communist cast. I almost said it, but I'm not going to go there. But anyways, we all know that Disney's coming out with a streaming service, Disney Plus. I'm sure we talked about HBO coming out with their streaming service, HBO Plus or some shit like that.
Dude, HBO Now has been around for a while.
No, they're coming out with something different, which is going to encompass
HBO Go. Now they have HBO Now.
HBO streaming service new. It was HBO Max.
Oh.
Is coming.
It's just a streaming. They've owned Cinemax for a while.
Oh, yeah.
No. This has nothing to do with Cinemax.
No.
No, okay, let's take a back seat here. So, HBO Max is scheduled to launch at some point in 2020. Let's see here. Where is everything we know about the new HBO Max?
Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
The price is going to be $16 to $17 per month, and it's going to include the following content: HBO, Warner Brothers, New Line, DC Entertainment, the DC Universe is streaming, DC Universe, or the streaming service for DC, is actually being moved to HBO Max. CNN, TNT, TBS, True TV, The CW, Turner Classic Movies, Cartoon Network, Adult Swim, Crunchyroll, Rooster Teeth, Looney Tunes, and much, much more. They're also going to have
becoming Hulu.
They're also going to have exclusive rights to all 236 episodes of Friends, if you care about that show.
Man.
All episodes of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Exclusive streaming rights to new series from the CW and DC. And, yeah. And Reese Witherspoon's doing something with them, too. So
this is the problem, okay? All of these streaming services that are coming out are going to push us back into cable. Because now we're going to be wanting all of this crap. And so we get all of these different memberships to streaming services and end up paying a crap ton of money. And then cable's like, hey, come over here. We'll offer you all that for half price.
Exactly. You know, that's what's happening.
Months.
Well, it's getting better because NBC is now jumping into the fray with their streaming service called Peacock.
They have got to have had better names in mind than that. Dear God.
Another day means another streaming service is on the way, as if the pending launches of Disney Plus and HBO Max weren't enough to make you unexpectedly wistful for the days of regular old cable packages. NBC is officially getting in on the overcrowded market. Fun. The network has announced it will launch the unfortunately named Peacock next spring, and chances are you'll likely be ponying up for one or more subscription service because the announced lineup of classic, new, and rebooted shows is worth preening over.
NBC launched the Peacock.
NBC announced their new service will debut in April of 2020 and will feature...
April 1st.
Will feature 15,000 hours of content, and that will ultimately include modern classics like Parks and Rec and The Office, and will be home to legendary ABC, NBC shows like Cheers, Frasier, and SNL, as well as series made famous on other networks like Everybody Loves Raymond and Married with Children. Peacock will also include movies from Universal Pictures, Focus Features, DreamWorks Animation, Illumination, and more. So that's happening.
I'm just waiting until someone's smart enough to be like, hey, let's do what cable did a long time ago with networks and offer streaming service bundles.
Oh, here's something else that's going to piss everybody
Amazon
off.
Amazon does, sort of.
Who here was a fan of Who here was a fan of either the original or the more modern Battlestar Galactica series?
Of course.
Yeah.
Why?
Because NBC has also tapped Mr. Robot creator Sam Esmail to head up a straight-to-series Battlestar Galactica relaunch.
Again?
Apprehensiveness.
Douchebag! Anonymous!
It will be updated with a more modern look at the world that will be inspired by Sci-Fi's 2004 series. Rather than the original 1978 show. So I should also note that NBC owns Sci-Fi and USA Networks. So, yeah, so that's happening. A bunch of other shit is coming. Well,
you know what? I would expect to see if you have cable, your streaming's going to stay the same because Comcast is NBC.
Yep.
So if you have cable,
well, NBC is Comcast.
Whatever.
Yeah, Comcast owns NBC. Comcast owns NBC and Universal.
Yeah. So if nothing else, you will not have to get this streaming service. I'm sure it will come included with your cable.
Yeah, if you're a Comcast provider or Comcast,
or if you're a Comcast subscriber for anything really, because honestly, something that. I found out a while back we get our internet through Comcast, and we also have a Roku connected to our living room computer TV, and there is a beta streaming app for Comcast that gives us access to basic cable live TV, so our local channels live TV for free.
Interesting. So, okay, we're getting close to the end here, guys. Might as well wrap it up. Instead of doing quick shots tonight, I figured we'd do something different. We're going to kind of do...
You're going to be funny?
No, we're going to do an in memoriam.
A little bit
in memoriam?
In memoriam.
Dear God.
That word.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Well, we just...
So, let's talk about a couple people that we lost this week. One of the big ones that Mike brought to my attention earlier today was, how do you pronounce his name, Mike? I'm sorry, I suck.
Sid Haig.
Sid Haig. House of 1,000 Corpses actor. He died at the age of 80 today. He was a legend of the horror genre from films like House of a Thousand Corpses, The Devil's Rejects. Died Saturday.
He was also in the... Damn it. There was a final to that trilogy, that or to that movie series that he was a part of. It was a small part of it, but he was able to be a part of it and close out that the trilogy, which was House of a Thousand Corpses, Devil's Rejects being part two. Mm-hmm. I just cannot remember what the third movie was called.
Nope, completely understand. That's all right. Well, anyways, he passed away on Saturday at the age of 80. An unspecified accident took him 2 weeks earlier. And a statement shared by the actor's Instagram account, wife Susan L. Olberg, wrote, "My light, my heart, my true love, my king, the other half of my soul, Sydney, passed from this realm onto the next. He has returned to the universe, a shining star in the heavens. He was my angel, my husband, and my best friend, and always will be." So that is sad that we lost him. And then, of course, we also lost... let me pull this up here if it'll actually open the hell up, because this thing's being a butthole tonight. We lost Mike Mendell at the age of 54. He was a prolific producer whose work included The Simpsons and Rick and Morty. According to his biography on Fandango.com, Mendell got his start working as a summertime studio assistant on the soap opera All My Children and Loving. After graduating from Syracuse University, Mendell served as a production assistant on Broadcast News and Big. Good movies. He served as an associate producer on the Tracy Ullman Show from 1986 to 1988. That explains how he got into The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Before going to work on the spinoff The Simpsons and The Critic. I love The Critic. Critic was such an underrated show. Mendell served as an associate producer on The Simpsons for the show's first five seasons and continued to produce episodes until season 10, episode Make Room for Lisa. After leaving the job in 99, he went on to produce animated shows such as The PJs, Dawn Together, Sit Down, Shut Up. On the film side, he served as an associate producer of Jerry Maguire. In 2013, he served as producer on Rick and Morty, having a hand in 22 episodes. Most recent he is credited with on the show is The Rickshank Redemption. That's the season 3 premiere. And that's that. That's who we lost. So we'll give you a quick shotgun, guys. Stay tough. Hate to end the show on a downer. Does anybody have anything else they want to add?
I got nothing.
Besides the fact that you love the D.
Oh, go what? Fuck your mom. You son of a bitch. I saved. Why are you not saving?
Oh, man. That.
You are a horrible human being, and you're going to hell.
Yes. Yes, I know. I know. Thank you.
Here's a couple of quick shots that I just pulled up. So here's one. The next Fortnite season is adding bots. Fortnite's Battle Royale mode should be more balanced if Epic Games' latest update 10.4 is successful in creating fair matches. Epic is hoping the update matches players with similar skill levels better than it has in the past. It's also adding balance of skill level. It's adding AI adversaries to help players adjust to all the new stuff that they're throwing in there. So, hey, you're going to get to fight bots.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got in here. Art of Borderlands 3. Oh, yeah, here's another one for you. If memory serves me correctly, the new Nintendo Switch Lite is actually on sale, I believe, for, I want to say it was $170.
And it I know it's on sale.
Let me see here. I had the link... and it was in here. I know I put it somewhere. Just give me a second here. It's probably all the way at the bottom, like everything else is. $30 up. Okay. It's $169.99 before tax. Sweet. Over at Rakuten. So, yeah. Go check that out. And it comes, if I'm curious, I believe it comes with... a game. No, it doesn't. No, it does not. No. So it's $169 for a Nintendo Switch Lite. So that's not a bad deal. That's it.
I'd much rather just get a Switch.
Oh, and there's this one game I saw on Epic that I want to get my hands on. Untitled Goose Game. I want to talk
about Untitled Goose Game.
I want everybody to Google Untitled Goose Game. And we'll
Know about it.
We'll talk about it next week. So I guess with that being said, let's go ahead and say goodnight. We hit it. We hit it right on the dot, too. 10:01. Damn. That's pretty close there, man. I like that.
You make me feel so good.
And with that being said, broadcasting almost live from deep underneath the city of Tacoma, Washington, here in the Noob Shelter Bunker. Have a good night, everybody. I am Matt Fugitive. And, of course, Rhythone and Fade the Black with us as well. We'll see you good all night. Next week. Same bat times. Well, we won't see you same bat times because we don't record live anymore. But download us later tonight. Download us on Tuesday. Just download us whatever the hell. And tell your friends about us. Noobshelter.com/donate. Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
reports, according to CNN, of any alien sightings.